Thank you, Mr. President. It is my pleasure to congratulate you on the assumption of your high office, and I wish you the very best of success, and certainly you can count on the support of my delegation. I also want to extend a heartfelt welcome to Ambassador Clay from Indonesia. We are looking forward to his contributions, and we recognize the important role that Indonesia is playing in disarmament. Austria is fully aligned with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union, and I'm taking the floor to add some remarks in our national capacity. Austria condemns the latest ballistic missile launch by the DPRK in the strongest terms. This ballistic missile launch represents another flagrant violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. Respect for and compliance with international law are essential principles in the efforts of the international community to uphold peace and security. Constant and intensified provocations and breaches of international law are not acceptable and threaten international and regional stability. We urge the DPRK to immediately return to the path of dialogue, to take responsible actions and hold its provocations, and to stop its ballistic and nuclear programs in an irreversible and verifiable manner. The risk of further proliferation of nuclear weapons pose some of the most pressing and difficult challenges facing the international community. Over the last decades, it has become evident that the risks entailed by nuclear weapons are significantly graver than previously assumed, and these risks can only but increase with proliferation. The risk of nuclear weapons with their unacceptable humanitarian consequences can only be avoided when all nuclear weapons have been eliminated. I thank you, Mr. President.